We're starting a new semester of Sfat Tamim. We're up to page Yud over here. This is the Chafetz Chaim's work about telling the truth.
Okay.
And we're up to a comment he sticks in parenthetically. He says, the verse openly says, V'avdat Hashem lokecha b'chol mo'odecha. We say it every day in Shema, love Hashem your God. One of the things you're supposed to use to love Hashem is with all your money. And if you look closely, what does it say? Me'odecha, your money. Right? We discussed at the end of last semester, we discussed OPM. You guys know that company?
Other people's money.
Ah, other people's money. There was this company on Wall Street that was doing all kinds of illegal stuff. And the idea was, it's other people's money. What difference does it make? So, Hashem, you know about it. So Hashem says, "Vavtat Hashem, you should love Hashem b'chol mo'odecha, davka mo'odecha shelcha." Hashem says, "I want you to use your money when you love me." Uma shekatuvu b'chol nafshecha v'lo k'tiv stamu b'chol nefesh. So you'll tell me, okay, using that logic, what's the next word in the verse? B'chol nafshecha, with all your life. Don't give up your neighbor's life. Give up your. How does that work? So the Chafetz Chaim says that's the hot lanu shkol echad tzeich lavod hakadosh b'chol lufi kochot haruchaniim shetbi'a kadosh b'chol benafsho. A phenomenal thought the Chafetz Chaim says here. Why does it say nafshecha? To stress that your soul is different than the next person's soul, different than my soul. Every one of us has different strengths. And Hashem did not expect us to use a global system. There is a specific system for each individual in the service of Hashem. And that's why it says, b'chol mo'odecha, your money, that's the stress. Don't use other people's money. The money has to be legitimately yours. B'chol nafshecha, with all your soul, that's the stress. Don't go looking at your neighbor and saying, well, he knows this much, he's done this much, I should live up to his standard. No, that's why the Torah says, b'chol nafshecha, in accordance with your soul. Hashem doesn't expect us to live up to someone else's standard. Hashem expects us to work with the strengths we have. V'lo yistapek b'ma shuved Hashem kmo chaverav. But it goes the other way too. A person can say, I'm doing as much as everyone else. I don't have to do more than that. I was once in a yeshiva where people didn't show up till 9:30, 10. So I remember, if I showed up at 9:15, I'd feel like a serious masmid. Everyone packed out at 6. So here I was, a bachelor. I had nowhere to run, but when I was learning till 6:30, I already felt like, whoa, boy, did I do something special here. That's wrong. B'chol nafshecha, Hashem says, I expect of you what you can do. You don't have to do as much as other people, but you don't have to cut yourself short and say, I've done as much as everyone else. I don't have to do more than that. Everyone has their strengths, and that's what they have to use.
Everyone's supposed to worry about themselves, not about the other person.
Yeah, but sometimes we get carried away, especially a chozer b'tshuva sometimes goes to a Shabbos table and sees a five-year-old rattling off Asher Yotzer by heart, Alamichya by heart, doing all kinds of things. I mean, if kids grow up with it, so kids can look at a box of cereal and start telling you why that's Adama, why that's a Shehakol, when you say Shehechiyonu. There are a lot of halachot that the kids have in their blood, and then a person who's new to Judaism feels really bad. How come he knows so much more than me? How come he's rattling off halachos, and I don't know half of what he knows? And then you look at a five-year-old and you feel worthless, and that's not true. Because Hashem expects so much more of that kid, because he started somewhere else, and I have to live up to my potential. It's not,
Hashem wanted you to be brought up into that family, you would have been. Of course, kid has his own challenges.
If you know the laws, you're supposed to follow them. If you don't know the laws, I mean, it's tough.
Everyone gets judged according to their mind, according to their strengths. And that's why I expanded on this in my other work, Shmir Salash, and says Chafetz Chaim. And we'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next time.